The first Sunday of Advent, we always start with a scripture reading that points us not to the babe in Bethlehem, the first coming of Christ, but points us to the second coming of Christ. As we anticipate that coming, we're anticipating with joy the coming of the babe of Bethlehem, and we anticipate with hope the second coming of the Lord. Because in that second coming is that promise of that new heaven and that new earth. And if you listen this morning to Luke's words about the signs in the stars and the moon and the earth's distress, and about the powers of heavens and earth to be shaken, and people will be afraid and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, you might have thought they were writing in the 21st century about our world today. But they weren't. They were writing back in the time when Jesus was speaking these words to the people. And he talked about the lesson of the fig tree. Do you know in the dead of winter how you get excited when you begin to see those little tiny bulbs beginning to appear on the edge of the tree? Like, oh, the leaves are going to come out. This winter, this desolation, this darkness is going to be gone. And we're going to be filled with flowers and greens. And you have such hope and anticipation of that to come. Well, Jesus is reminding us as his followers that that is what we are to be doing here in this world. Not to be focused on the things of the world so that they weigh us down, but to keep our heads up, our bodies erect, and looking at the one who calls us to be his followers. The one who created the heavens and the earth and created us out of love to be love. If we have our focus not on this world, and all the things of this world that cause all of us to be somewhat dismayed, but we have our focus on Christ, if we have our focus on God, then no matter what happens within the world, we will have hope, and we can walk through fires and walk through the storms, walk through the diseases, walk through this economic problems, walk through the world knowing that we are not walking alone, that Christ is walking with us. One of the things that I wrote about to those who receive their bulletins because they're shut in was about a particular passage in this place of this scripture when it says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." As we think about what that means, I want to tell you this story about a young man. He was about 10 years old. He's now going to be 39. And we were on a highway in California going from El Toro to San Clemente. Dad was deployed somewhere in the Gulf, and it was one of those times that the deployment wasn't a happy deployment. It wasn't just an exercise. There was some conflict going on in the world. And here we are in a busy California highway. Anybody been on a California highway? They're pretty busy. And he says to me, "Mom, if the world's destroyed, will Christ come again as a baby?" That's why this passage brought this story to mind. And I said, "No, I think if Christ only came once as a baby, the second coming isn't about a baby in Bethlehem, it's about the grown Jesus Christ coming again." He goes, "But Mom, if everything's destroyed and the world starts all over again, will we be born again? You know, will the whole of history be just like it is now, so I'll live a second time?" And it dawned on me he was talking about eternal life. And he said, remember, 10 years old. And he said, "You know, Mom, I think I want to be a writer because words last forever." So when he was thinking of eternity, he was thinking of God's eternal word. God's word will last through fires, through storms, through everything the world throws at us. And Christ is offering us hope. He's asking us to be on guard so that we don't get weighed down by the worries of the world, and weighed down to the point that what do we do when we're weighed down and worried? We either isolate. Some of us find substances to use to make ourselves feel better. We do all the things that separate us from God when Jesus asks us not to do that. That we need to be ready because the time when Christ comes again is in God's time. It's not in our time. We can have hope that he will come again. And if we are doing the things that we are called to do, to stand in line with Christ, to keep our eyes focused on him and not on the S&P index or whatever we're thinking of that gives us value in life, if we are thinking and living and being the followers of Christ we are called to be, then we will be able to stand before the Son of Man, knowing that when we stand before him, we stand in all of the honesty of who we are and the reality that we did the best that we could at following our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, to be honest, we can't always do everything perfectly, can we? That sometimes that humanness always comes in and sort of gets the better of us. When the news uses strange names for variants of the COVID virus, and we get scared again, or if we see the issues around death and destruction in foreign countries or of shootings in our malls, we get scared again. These are things that are normal for us. Being afraid is normal, but carrying that fear as your shield is not. Carry the hope. Carry the hope of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he came as a babe in Bethlehem and will come again as this, in all of his glory. The Son of Man will come. Let me see. I can get there.
I can't hold my hands this long, so we're not going to get there.
But the Son of Man will come in all his glory. He will come down from the clouds. Ah, that's, I was in the wrong verses. Then we will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. We can have hope that that is going to happen. Why can we have hope? Because God's word is eternal and will remain forever. God's word may have gone through multiple translations, multiple interpretations, but the word of God is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and he will remain forever. So let us have hope this year. Hope in our Savior. Hope for the world. Let us lift our hearts and our minds and not allow the world to pull us down into its despair. I offer these words in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.